Joined this week on The Green by contributor John Hurl, who recently reported on a donation of Sussex County land to the Nanticoke tribe. It is considered ancestral Nanticoke land, and it's a very interesting story of how this land wound up being donated to the Nanticoke and what the Nanticoke plan to do with it moving forward. John's story is available at DelawarePublic.org, and he joins us now to talk a little bit about what he reported on. John, thanks for being with us on The Green this week.
Hi, Tom.
So, John, first tell us a little bit about this land that we're talking about. How big is it? Where is it? What's it currently used for?
Okay. It's 31 acres of land. It's currently open farmland. It's on the south side of Route 24, a little way east of Millsboro. And importantly, the land adjoins a much smaller parcel that's where the Nanticoke Indian Center is located. That, of course, is a former schoolhouse that was used for the education of the Nanticoke tribe children starting in the 1920s. And that's now our community center for the tribe. And so they are getting a very much larger parcel of land adjoining to right next to where they are at the moment.
And can you walk us through how this land went from being privately owned to the Nanticoke in this donation?
Sure. The land has been owned by the Harmon family since about the mid-19th century, and they wanted to sell, and so they put the land on the open market for a little under $1 million. We don't know what the final agreed sale price was, but it's believed to be not far short of that figure. And there were actually two other bidders, at least one of which would have used the land for residential development, which is, of course, a familiar phenomenon in many parts, many rural parts of Sussex County. The issue that immediately arose was that the family didn't want to have the land developed. And in addition to that, the state, in the form of DENREC, placed an easement on the land which permanently prevents development of it, even if the tribe decides to sell it at some point in the future. And so as a result of all that, as a result of the families wanting to ensure that the land would not be developed, they accepted, I'm told, a slightly lower price from the entity that bought it on behalf of the tribe, because that was, I mean, even though they would have made a little more money, apparently, by selling it to a developer, the family decided to take the slightly lower offer.
And the group that wound up buying it on behalf of the Nanticoke is the group called the Conservation Fund. And this is a process that they've used before, buying land and then donating it for a particular purpose, correct?
Well, that is correct. They are a major national non-profit conservation fund. I mean, they say they have purchased and conserved around about 8 million acres nationwide since 1985. The idea behind their involvement here is that in order to preserve various pieces of land, that the private sector can typically move faster than any kind of state entity that might take ownership of the land. And so one example of that in Delaware was that earlier this year, the Conservation Fund transferred about 100 acres of land at Mispillion Harbor, and they transferred that to the state of Delaware so that they would be able to so that there would be permanent protection of habitat for migrating shorebirds. So that was one local example of how the Conservation Fund works, and we should say at this point that the Nanticoke land in question is the Conservation Fund's first purchase of tribal land in Delaware.
And it's interesting that, you know, it is speed is of the essence type of situation, particularly when you're talking about a piece of land that's on the open market. The Nanticoke couldn't do this by themselves, and so having this entity that's able to kind of go in there and act like a private entity, buy the land and hold it, really makes a big difference.
That's correct.
So what's the significance of the land to the Nanticoke? You mentioned earlier it adjoins a smaller parcel of land that they already own. What is the kind of significance of this land that they're now adding in?
Well, members of the Nanticoke tribe refer to this as the land as being ancestral. And what that means is that some members of the Harmon family, the Sellers, have had Nanticoke blood themselves. But what's changed here is that the land has never been owned by the tribe. So it's gone from private ownership to tribal ownership, and it is, as they say, ancestral.
And what are the Nanticoke's plans for this land?
Well, the top of the list, I'm told by the chief Carmine, is that she wants to build a pavilion on the land, and that would enable various cultural activities to take place regardless of the weather, and would give the tribe a whole lot more space than they currently do to hold events like powwows or maybe cultural dancing or storytelling, that sort of thing. I mean, one of the issues that they've faced until now is that if they want to hold these larger events, they have been forced to they've been forced to either lease or borrow land because they simply haven't had the space. And so with this new land, they'll be in a much better position to do that.
And with that in mind, it feels like this is kind of part of an ongoing effort to boost the Nanticoke's presence and footprint in Delaware. Is that a fair read of things?
Well, I think it is. I mean, the Chief Carmine told me that when she became the chief of the Nanticoke in Delaware, and by the way, she's the first female chief. She's been in that position about 6 years, and she said she wanted the land to become a cultural center for the Nanticoke. Of course, when she took over that position, I guess there was no thought that the tribe would come into would become the legal owners of the land, but she sees this as an important means of strengthening the cultural ties within the community and perpetuating their traditions.
Now, while you mentioned the Conservation Fund uses this process on a regular basis, you noted that this is the first time they've done it in terms of this kind of tribal land. Does the Conservation Fund expect to do anything like this elsewhere in Delaware or nationwide, where they target tribal lands and move those ancestral lands back to the tribes themselves?
Well, yes, there is a project near Delaware. There's, near Dover. The Conservation Fund expects to close early next year on a parcel of 11 acres where the Lenape have a burial ground and like the Nanticoke, a historic school.
Fascinating. Ultimately, how big a deal is this, John, to give a tribe like the Nanticoke a portion of their ancestral land and let them kind of handle its future going forward?
Well, I think it's a win in a couple of ways, Tom. One is it's clearly a win for the tribe. They've got a lot more space on land that was previously owned by some of their ancestors, and as we were saying, will give them a much greater capacity for being able to hold the kind of activities that strengthen their cultural ties, and that's clearly very important to them. And the other way it's a win is that this is a win for conservation. They've taken, it has taken one parcel off the development table, if you like, down in Sussex County, where development pressures are very heavy.
John, as always, we appreciate your time. We appreciate your reporting. Thank you so much for bringing us this story and being with us on The Green today.
You're welcome, Tom.